Welcome back to Durango Digs. Again, you're listening to AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, all things chamber, durangobusiness.org. And for all road conditions, all that, CO Trip Planner is the app, or CO Trip Plan, or cotrip.org. I'm here with Lisa Schwantes, affectionately known as CDOT Chick. And, you know, thank you for carving out some time. I mean, I literally, we're pre-recording this via Zoom, and I just called this morning and said, can you do an interview?
Yeah. So you did catch me. I had just gotten in from a very early snowshoe walk out at our subdivision. And I, you know, I cannot believe the amount of snow that we have received in the last week, last few days. Obviously that snow is hitting the highways as well.
Yeah, well, and it was beautiful this morning. The Alpenglow was just, I mean, the sky was a brilliant color. And I know you're an avid photographer, and I love your photos that you post on Facebook, not only personally, but also for CDOT. And it's great that the crews send you photos and, you know, keep you posted on everything that's going on. So we've been talking in the first segment a lot about the what to know, you know, checking road conditions, downloading the app, things with the winter driving. Are there things that we forgot to touch base on? Because we can't say it enough. One, check your tires. You know, if you don't know if you have enough tread, you have the right mud and snow rated tire, that type of thing, go to a tire shop. They'll help you.
Exactly. Yeah, that is, we can't say enough. Know before you go, be prepared. You know, the know before you go part is know the weather forecast, check out the weather forecast before you hit the road. And then secondly, check the road conditions. And as you mentioned, the best way to do that would be hitting up our CoTrip site, whether it's on the computer or whether it's on your mobile device. And you can see what the road conditions are like with the color-coded map along the roadways. And you can also check out the cameras to see if you are comfortable driving in those types of conditions.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, like even on the, you know, there's down on the lower right, if a camera is out, a lower right-hand report that the camera's out and take the time to do that. So your techie people can address the issue.
Yes, please do that. The more they hear about a camera being down, the quicker they will get on it. And, you know, a lot of those cameras, just to let the public know, are not all of them are serviced by fiber optic. Some of them use cellular data. And as you know, us living here in Southwest Colorado, you know that sometimes that just is interrupted more times than we would like. And so it's also true with our cameras.
Right. And I know right now you don't have construction going on, but I would say never too early, never too late. If you're in something that, you know, well, and we could have signs up that, you know, construction zone or, you know, road damage, you definitely want to slow down and adhere to what those speed limits are, because one, people might be out doing something even this time of year, clearing a drain or something, and you definitely want to slow down and give them the room.
Absolutely. Please be aware of the workers that are out in the work zone. They are so vulnerable. You know, we're talking about, even if we're talking about a big burly guy who is, you know, 200 pounds, how much does a vehicle weigh? And who's going to win? So again, they're just so vulnerable when they're working out there. Please, please slow down, whether it's a work zone or whether it's someone, our first responders and our crews that might be pulled over helping a vehicle on the side of the road. Give them room and slow down.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I want to point out, too, is, and I see this at Camino del Rio, use the crosswalks. Don't play Frogger. I mean, I look so many times and I'll see somebody crossing, you know, let's say by Town Plaza. And I'm like, just walk down to where the light allows you to push the button and stop traffic. Be smart.
Right, right, right. Boink, boink, boink. Yeah, no Frogger.
No, we don't want Frogger. And then up on North Main too, they're right by where Home Slice is. There's that crosswalk there. Take the time and if you're in mid block or whatever, get to where the intersection is, because that's where people are looking for you and are aware that pedestrians are crossing. So yeah, don't do Frogger's bad.
That.
Yeah, if you don't know what Frogger is, ask your parents or your grandparents. It's yeah, trying to get across the road, dodging traffic, and that's never a good thing. And the outcome, if like you say, if you get clipped by something or by a car, or maybe a car just kicks up a rock or whatever, you want them definitely to stop.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you're giving our age. We're talking way back to Atari days, aren't we? I don't know. So, but
I remember, I'm going to digress here, but you only got about a minute left. But I remember the first time I played Pong at a airport, and I thought that was so cool. I think I was 8, and so that was 40 years ago. No, 50 years ago. I'm older than I like to admit, I guess, apparently. All right. So one more time, what is the app that people need to download?
please visit our website, which is cotrip.org, cotrip.org. And that's on the computer. If you're on your mobile device, you're going to want to download the CoTrip Planner app. And that's free, totally free. It's a state agency sponsored site. So don't be fooled by any imposter sites that want to charge you for CoTrip. And ours is definitely named specifically CoTrip Planner.
Awesome. All right. Can you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO, and 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.